Welcome to this message from Shofar Christian Church. May you experience God's grace as you listen to this word being preached.
Hi there. I trust that you are doing so well as you listen to this encouraging message about dealing with stress. That's what I want to speak about today, is dealing with stress. And we're going to just take a short break this week from our series on an encounter with love. I'll finish off with that next week. But I just thought this week that I want to talk to you about dealing with the challenges that we're currently facing, and specifically that which causes stress in our lives. How many of us know that stress is not a nice thing to deal with, especially if it's really consuming us? And I don't know about you, but in this last while, I'm sure, like me, you've experienced real feelings of anxiety and even times of depression. And I can be honest, even as a pastor, as pastors, we're being challenged in this time. We're not superhuman. We're just like everybody else, struggling with making life happen and making things happen in this time and making sense of all the challenges that we're faced with. So I want to say, if you're feeling stressed at this moment, you're not alone. Many people are experiencing great levels of stress in this time. And I want to just look at a few things that will help you in this time as to how you can deal with stress. I heard this quote once that went like this: don't ask yourself, what does the world need? Ask yourself rather, what makes me come alive? And go and do that. For what the world needs most is people who are truly alive. Isn't that so? And if we're stressed, we're not alive. We're struggling at times. And God doesn't want us to live in the stress all the time. Amen. It's not bad to stress. It's not a sin if you are stressed. But I believe God doesn't want us to stay in that place of stress. God wants us to overcome. Isn't that so? You see, fear will always be there. And I believe fear many times leads to this place of worry. And when fear comes and when worry comes, then we start to consume ourselves with worry, and then that leads to basically anxiety. When we worry and we become anxious, then we start to stress a lot. Anxiety and stress go together. And when that builds up, it leads to basically burnout. And the worst of all is when it leads to depression. And the height of depression, psychologists say, is when we take our lives, when people take their lives. That is the worst of the worst depression, when someone commits suicide and doesn't see a reason to live anymore. So I believe fear, it starts with fear. Fear leads to worry, that leads to anxiety and stress, and ultimately so much stress. If you're consumed with stress, it leads to burnout, depression, and the worst is when people take their own lives. So I want us to be serious about handling the stress in our lives. Isn't that so? I want to read to you a few general signs that psychologists mention when it comes to depression, in diagnosing real depression in your life. And all of us have dealt with this in some way. All of us have had these signs of depression in our lives at some time. And it's not to say you're clinically depressed if you have some of these signs, but I think it's important to look at some of these signs that are found in people that are really depressed. And it reads as follows. The first one is a feeling of pessimism or lack of hope. That's the first one. Then constant feelings of emptiness or sadness. Low levels of energy. Fatigue. And I want you to think about your own life at the moment and think about these things and ask yourself, are these things present, or are they more present in this time in my life than before? Then it goes on to say difficulties falling or staying asleep and potentially having trouble waking up. Change in appetite levels. Feelings of shame and guilt. Trouble concentrating. Memory lapses. Difficulty in making decisions. Lack of interest in activities or things that were enjoyed before. Slow or labored movements and speech patterns. Restlessness and trouble sitting still. Irritability, feelings of worthlessness and low self-esteem, physical discomfort without a medical cause, for example, headaches, stomach or gastrointestinal upset, muscle aches, pains, cramps, maybe spasms in your back or your neck, or things leading to severe headaches. And then the last one they mention here is suicidal thoughts and musings about death. Now, I don't know if you've experienced some of these things in your life in this last while, but I think it'll be good to take stock of the feelings that you're going through and the emotions that you're experiencing at this time. Then in another study, the people say that the signs, that there's certain signs of high functioning anxiety. And in the study, they found these various signs which indicated that there was a serious level of anxiety in someone's life. The first one is people pleasing due to fear of driving people away. Or then procrastination followed by long periods of hard work to the point of burnout. Overthinking and overworking due to fear of failure. That could possibly be there in your life. Think about some of these things in your life. What about disturbed sleep patterns? Unable to relax due to racing thoughts, similar to the things we've just mentioned. Overly busy due to the fear of saying no. And then ultimately they say when we're highly functioning in anxiety, people often move to self-sabotaging coping mechanisms, such as drinking, taking of drugs, being addicted to things like pornography, overeating, or even then withdrawing from society and withdrawing from people around us. Serious signs that we need to look at when it comes to dealing with stress and with potential feelings of being overwhelmed and overly stressed in our lives. You see, stress happens. I want you to think about this. Stress happens when the demand on your life is more than what you can give and more than the capacity that you have. It's basically when your body goes into stress and your brain is functioned like that, because when your brain sees a stressor, it goes into fight, flight, or freeze mode, one of those. And so when your body starts to be overly demanding or there's overly demands placed on your life and your body cannot really cope with that, your capacity isn't there, then suddenly your brain triggers that this is a stress and it's got to go into the fight, flight, or the freeze mode. And many of us have experienced that. Either some personalities, when you stress, you just want to fight, you want to get angry, you want to confront like that. Other people, they freeze. They just don't know what to do. They're like in this absolute nowhere state of frozenness. Or else other people go to the other extreme where they just run away and escape and do anything just to try and get away from the problem. And that's the mind and the body working together to counteract what it experiences as stress. And I want you to evaluate your life and think about the capacity currently in your life and the demands placed on your life. And if you're constantly at a place where the demands on your life and placed on your life are more than what you're able to give and able to cope with, you're gonna be overly stressed. And stress for many days and many months on end is going to lead to burnout and to possible depression. It's so important, friends and family, and I really believe God wants us to just look at this in this time and just be honest with where we're at. And so I want to mention three things that I want you to remember as to how to deal with the demands placed on your life and ultimately how to deal with stress. And it's simply these three letters, E-A-T, and it forms the word eat. Yes, most of us love to eat, right? Eating is amazing, but it's important that we eat healthy. But you see, I want you to remember the word eat, okay? Remember the nicest meal that you've had in your life and think and remember that time, because you at this time need to eat, right? E, A, and T. And we look at those three things because I believe if you can do these three things continuously and you can faithfully follow them up and work on these three things, then I believe God will be able to take you through and you'll be able to handle the stressful situations in your life. Amen? So the first one is E, right? E stands for evaluate. It's so important that each one of us evaluate our current state of being and state of well-being. We need to evaluate our lives and we need to do this constantly, even when we're not stressed. We need to always evaluate where we're at. If we don't stand still and evaluate ourselves, it's going to lead to bad consequences, right? So it's important to take some time alone. Take some time out, even husbands and wives, get on your own, get apart from each other, especially if you've got kids running around. Find some time apart from the kids, apart from the husband and the wife, apart from your work, apart from everything. Find a few minutes even. And I know I'm putting even more burdens on you now because you're saying to me, Alistair, but where do I have a few minutes? I want to say to you, seriously, each one of us has 24 hours in a day. There is some time. And ladies, even if you're breastfeeding, even if you're at late at night and it's you're having to deal with the kids, even use that time when you're getting your baby to sleep and maybe your baby's sleeping. Find those few minutes before you just go to sleep and just take a few minutes to evaluate where your life is at. It doesn't have to be hours, just a few minutes. But it's important that you take some time, be alone, and look at the following things. First of all, ask yourself the question, what are the triggers that are causing stress in your life? And I'm just going to mention a couple of them. So one of the triggers possibly could be this constant change or sense of loss that you're experiencing. Right, the world is just not looking the same anymore, right? It's changed dramatically. I mean, church is not looking the same. Maybe you're working from home, you're not working at the office anymore. Studies, you having to do online, it's adapting to electronic media and all these things. It's important to say to yourself, what is causing that stress? Is that a trigger that's causing the stress? Then write it down, evaluate it, check it out. Make sure you understand what has caused you your stress. Or maybe you've lost something. Maybe you've lost your job. Maybe you've lost a loved one in this time. Maybe you just feel a sense of loss in terms of just life isn't what it always used to be. And you feel at a sense of loss. It's important to evaluate that because it's like losing someone to death. It's quite serious. But there's this constant change happening and that is causing you stress. Or what about uncertainty? That could cause a trigger in your life, the fear of the future. I mean, this country is challenging at the moment. This country doesn't always look great, right? The future doesn't look great the way things are going. Is South Africa going to make it? Where are we going to end up? Maybe there's things like that causing stress in your life. Or the possibility of the fear of getting COVID-19, getting sick. The fear of that. Losing your health in some way. What about your work has changed or your studies have changed? So you have a fear of failing at your work or at your studies or wherever you find yourself working or just being busy in life. You've got this fear of failure. Maybe that's triggering stress in your life. Or then what about finances or provision? You might be worried about your next meal. You might be worried about the next month, where you're going to get your income. Is your budget and your expenses, is your income and expenses, are they going to tie up or are you just going to have a lack of money? You might be having a fear of stress about finances. Then evaluate that and write it down and make sure you understand the trigger that is causing you to stress. And then I want you to also look at how you're reacting to your current circumstances, how you're reacting to these triggers and these stresses that happen in your life. And then you must look back at the list that I've just mentioned at the start. Go and look at those things. Is your body showing signs of stress? Are you running away? Are you finding yourself being addicted to stuff? Is life just becoming overwhelming for you? You need to evaluate that. You need to stand still and be honest. And if it is, then confront it. Amen. So that's the E of the eat, evaluate. It's so important to evaluate. Then the second one, you go on to the A. The A means you've got to adapt. Okay, A stands for adapt. It's so important, friends, to adapt to these changes and the situation and the stresses that is happening. You can't just go on with the same old, same old. If you go on and on and on and stress builds up and you don't make any changes, you're going to struggle, all right? So it's important for us to be adapt and to adapt. And I want to say to you this morning, I want to say to you today that we are, as human beings, we are adaptable. Sometimes change is difficult. In fact, it's always difficult. Change is never easy, but we are adaptable. And I want to give you a word of encouragement today. Maybe you say, but I've tried and I'm struggling to change. I want to say it is possible to adapt. By the power of God, it is possible to change and to make the necessary changes. So the A stands for adapt. Adapt and ask God for wisdom. And this is where you need to connect with God. So the first one, the E, is connecting with yourself, right? The second one, the A, is adapting, and that is where you connect with God, because only God can cause change in our lives. Amen? Remember, I preached a sermon a couple of weeks ago about the unchanging God who causes change. God causes change in our lives. Amen? God will cause change if we allow Him. So ask God for wisdom. Spend time with the Lord. Connect with Him and ask Him the following questions. And then evaluate and say to God, God, I am not receiving enough energy for what I'm giving out. My capacity is limited and the demands placed on my life are so much, and that is why I'm stressed. So you need to wrestle with God and be honest and ask yourself the following questions. What can I change in my life? So that's the first one. What can I change in my life? So let's look at your daily routine and your habits. You need to eat healthy. If you're not eating healthy, if you're not drinking enough water, you need to make those changes. Ask God to help you to eat better, to drink more water, and then to exercise, okay? And to sleep, all right? So it's eating and drinking, sleeping, exercise, and prioritize. Those three things, or four things, sorry. Eat, and then drink included in that. Eat, sleep, exercise, and prioritize. Those four things. So look at your eating habits. Are you eating enough healthy food? Or are you just in such a rush that you just buy takeaways the whole time and it's junk food, junk food, junk food? Your body's not going to cope with that. Ask God to help you make those necessary changes. And I know students, it's a challenge sometimes to make food because it takes time. Healthy eating takes commitment and takes discipline. But it's so important that maybe not every day, but at least, you know, twice or three times a week, or four times a week, you need to make sure in that day you're eating healthy. Try to eat healthy every day. But I can understand sometimes you're in a rush, you need to eat junk food just because of time limits. That's okay, but change happens over a process. So gradually start to eat healthy and make those changes that are needed in your eating and drinking patterns. Drink lots of water, amen? So important. And then sleep, guys, if we're not getting enough sleep in, our bodies will not cope. You need to prioritize sleep. You need to say, God, I give you my day. I want you to help me, Lord, to do what I need to do in the time that I have, and then to sleep enough. Change those sleeping patterns. Make sure you're sleeping at the same time. And every morning and every evening, you're waking up at the same time. You're trying to go to bed more or less the same time. Otherwise, your body is not going to handle the different rhythms that it's trying to cope with. And then exercise. I really want to encourage you. I am blessed to be a runner. I'm blessed to be fit. I enjoy fitness. I enjoy running. But I want to say, get some form of exercise. If you're not exercising at all, you need to get out. Fresh air helps so much. We need to get out and move around and not sit at our desks studying and working the whole time. You need to get out. You need to move. Exercise. Do some push-ups, do some sit-ups, do some body weight exercises. Every one of us can do that. We don't have to be the super runner or the super athlete or cyclist or whatever, or a swimmer, but get out and do something, guys. Exercise, exercise, exercise. It helps so much for blood flow. It helps to clear your mind. For me in this time where church has been stressful for me, to be honest, it's been challenging to do things differently, but I can tell you my running has helped me so much, and I feel so good when I've pushed my body, when I've gone for a run, and it's amazing. And those who run, you'll know running is great. You get out there, you get fresh air, you get the lungs going, you keep your body healthy and your immune system healthy, because in this time we need to be healthy to fight this virus. Amen. And then to prioritize, guys, prioritize your life. Prioritize what is important in your life. You cannot say yes to everything. But you need to say yes to the things God is calling you to say yes to. Don't neglect time with the Lord. Don't neglect time with believers. Don't neglect your own prayer time. Don't neglect the prayer time that we have as a church. Amen. We are praying together every week, once a week, just for an hour. Come and join us. But prioritize the things that God wants you to prioritize, and He will bless your life. If your life is in order and God is, you say God is number one, then prioritize that which God lays on your heart. Amen. And then also, it's important to evaluate, how do you start and how do you end your day? If we're starting our day in a rush and we're ending our day in a rush, we're going to be constantly stressed. Start your day with peace. Start your day in the presence of God. Even if it's for a short while, start your day well and end your day well. Don't be rushing around before you go to sleep and as soon as you wake up. Start with the presence of God. And then I want to give you some tips in terms of breathing. It's so important to breathe in and out slowly. You can even try that right now. Why don't you breathe in and breathe out again. Count up to 3 or 4 or 5 seconds a time as you breathe in and breathe out again. You're breathing in the breath of God. You know, the Holy Spirit is referred to as the Ruach, the breath of God. Sometimes we just need to breathe before we go to sleep and when we wake up. And even during the day when things are rushed, just take time out to breathe and to enjoy the presence of God. Amen. Isn't that so beautiful? Ask yourself, what are your daily routines and your habits like? And then do the thing of thanksgiving. Do the thing of praise and worship. Amen. Isn't it amazing when we lift our hands? That we sort of, God lifts up our head and we lift up our hands and we praise Him and we worship Him. It just brings a freedom and a release from the, sometimes we sit in a in a huddle like this and we sit behind our desk and we find ourselves studying or working or being consumed with the stress of this world. And that's why worship is so important. Just raising our hands, just being thankful to God. Amen. And He will lift your head. He's the lifter of our heads and He releases us from these stressful things. So I want to challenge you. These are the things you can change. Amen. You can change your daily life and your daily routine and your habits. You can change it. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for His power. Amen. But then there are also things that you cannot change. So evaluate, what are you stressing about and what can you change that can help you to stress less? But then there's certain things that you need to say, God, it's not in my control. Why stress about the future of our country? We can do our little bit, but we cannot change the future of nations, the future of countries. We cannot change other people. Amen. But we can do one thing. The things that we cannot change, we need to ask God to give us or to make a list of those things and then to pray about them. So make a list of those things you cannot change and then say to God, God, I'm going to pray about these things because you can pray about everything. God says in His word, pray about everything. Amen. In everything, give thanks and praise to God and bring your requests to God. Make them known to God in Philippians 4. So it's important to pray for those things that you cannot change and ask God, God, you change what you want to change, God. You don't change what you don't want to change, God. I trust you. And then once you've left that in God's hands, then rest in God. Amen. Rest in God. Trust Him and rest in Him. As Matthew 11 verse 28 says, come to me, all you who are heavy, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Cast those burdens upon the Lord. Those things that you cannot change, cast them onto the Lord. Those things you can change, say to God, God, help me to put my faith into action to make the necessary changes. And that is how you adapt to the change of stress or the challenge of stress. So we've got to evaluate, you connect with yourself, adapt, you connect with God, and you ask Him to help you to make the changes. And then the last thing is you talk to someone. The T of eat is to talk to someone to keep you accountable. Amen. I want to say connect with someone. Connect with yourself, first of all. Connect with God, but connect with at least one person, friends, in this time. Don't get isolated. Reach out to someone. And guess what? When you ask someone to reach out to you and to connect with you, why don't you reach out to them? Connect with them. Make a difference in their lives. It is so blessed when we give to someone else. Amen. So connect with a trusted friend, but then also reach out to someone else, reach out to a stranger, reach out to someone else in the church or outside of the church, reach out to someone else and you will see what a difference it is or it does to your life when you reach out and make a difference to someone else. It's so great to be outward focused. And I know in this time we tend to be inward focused, we tend to just survive, but I want to say, let's trust the Lord to connect with someone and let's connect with God together. Isn't that amazing? When we connect with other people, let's connect with God together. And let's reach out to Him as a family in this time. So remember to eat. Evaluate your life. Adapt to the changes by the power of God and asking God for His wisdom. And then talk to someone. And let's remain in fellowship. Let's remain connected. I want to end with this quote by Nelson Mandela. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, Mandela said, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. And isn't that so that God has called us, friends, not to allow stress to overwhelm us and overcome us. We can overcome these fears. Fears will come. We will stress at times. But it's so important not to allow the stress to overwhelm us to the point of burnout and ultimate depression. And I don't want any of you to live in that. And I believe God, like Mandela said, has called us to overcome. My last scripture as I pray for us this morning, and I want to pray this over you. Romans chapter 15, verse 13, a scripture that's been on my heart this week. And it goes as follows. It says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to read it again. I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in Him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want to pray that over you. And I trust that this message has blessed you and that you will eat in this time. Evaluate, adapt, and talk. And that you will overcome the stress and the fears and the anxieties that want to consume you in this time. So let me pray for you. Father, I want to thank you for every person listening and watching to this message. And I pray that you would bless them with, Lord, as Paul writes here, with the source of hope. You, God, are the source of hope. I pray that you'll bless them with joy and peace as they trust in you, Lord, and that they would overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that stress, fear, anxiety, feelings of depression will not overwhelm us in this time, but that we will overcome them by the blood of the Lamb, and we will hear many stories and testimonies in this next while. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. I trust that you are going to overcome and have many stories to tell about overcoming stress and remaining in this place where you can overcome and deal with the stress in your life. God bless you. Thank you so much.